Well, I'd like for you to just look with me up on the screen at the verse that we have for the week. It's a great verse. I love the shot. It's a picture of the Grand Canyon with a cross from the Grand Canyon where the picture is being taken. A major storm is happening. And the lightning coming down. It's just a picture to me of how trouble strikes. It's just one moment it's not, and the next moment it is. And you're in trouble. And the verse from the book of Psalm 91, verse 15 says, "And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him." Oh, what a great verse. It's found in the context of Psalm 91, which is a chapter in the Bible that has so many wonderful verses. And on our website, we're actually going to be taking most of these verses and putting them as a verse of the week over a period of time. And we've already done this one, which is Psalm 91, verse 1. Great passage that starts it off. It says in Psalm 91, verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And it's talking, this whole psalm is talking about being close to the Lord, being aware that He's with you all the time, and dwelling and living in that relationship with Him. Later on, a couple verses down, there's this marvelous verse where He says, "He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge." Now, God doesn't have feathers. He's not a bird. But He's using a picture. And the picture is the picture of a bird taking and sheltering its young from the elements with its wings. And a great thought that when we're close to the Lord, He protects us. He's there. Do elements happen? Yeah. Will they have the effect they would if He weren't there? No. They won't have that effect. They'll still be taking place, but they won't have the effect in our lives because of His protection as we walk through those. And the verse right above verse 15 where we have for the passage this week, because verse 14 and 15 really go together, it says this, "Because He has set His love upon me." You get the idea of that? There again is that relationship that's there. "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him and set Him on high because He has known my name." Well, again, there's the picture of having our heart set upon Him and knowing His name. That's where we really know Him. You know, we know Him as Father. We know Him as Protector. We know Him as Provider. We know Him, not head knowledge, but life knowledge. We know Him. Then He says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him and be with him in trouble." Job said it, "As sure as the sparks fly upward," and that's pretty sure, right? Man was made for trouble. And trouble happens in our life. We just walk along and it just comes. And usually, it's not something that you predict. Usually it's something that comes like a lightning strike. It's just boom and it's there. And all of a sudden, you're facing a situation that you hadn't planned for, that you don't like, and it's very disturbing to you. But can I tell you, we all face those, and when we do, if you've set your love upon Him, if you know Him by name, if because of that you call upon Him, then He promises He'll be with you in trouble. He'll answer you in that situation, and He'll not only deliver you, take you out of it, but look at the last phrase, and honor Him. God will honor us in the situation. You know what He does? He takes the rotten stuff and turns it around for our good and for His blessing. Seems we were talking earlier today about Romans 8:28. And verse 29 says, "And those He predestinated, He did so to be conformed to the image of His Son." So God will use all the things and turn around for good as He begins to make us more and more and more like Jesus. That's a great passage of Scripture. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him and be with him in trouble and deliver him and honor him."